Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I mean, no one plans to get sick, and yet, here we are. My name is Matthew Zachary. I survived cancer, a stroke, and COVID-19, and somehow, I'm still here. I also survived our stupid broken healthcare system, and I want to help you survive it too. So let's go make healthcare suck less together. Because you know what? We're all out of patience. Hey, that's the name of the show. Alrighty, friends, welcome back to the show. A quick reminder before we get started, if you like the show, I hope you do, consider leaving me a review or rating or something like that. Just not a Facebook poke. I think those days are over. Got a very special show for you today, a very personal show, one that people have been asking for a very long time. Yes, it's true. I'm joined today by my children, Hannah and Kobe, the infamous twins, the Truman Show of cancer. Millions of people know of my children because they know of me, of stupid cancer, of the young adult cancer movement, of the infertility rights movement, all the things. They are my love, my joy, my hope, my purpose, my legacy. And you know what? They're 11 and a half. For those of you listening who've known them before they've known them, when that first baby bump showed up on probably Facebook, 2009, everyone went nuts. Because who doesn't love a success story when the "you'll never have kids" cancer person says, "fuck you, I'm going to have kids." That was amazing. So they know my show. They know what I do. And they're like, "Daddy, can we come on your show?" And I said, "Of course you can." And that happened. So my daughter, Hannah, loves to draw. She has a little friend named Baby Tristan, which goes everywhere with her. And my son, Kobe, you know, his favorite movie is Commando. So I think I did something right as a father.
"Remember how I told you I would kill you last? I lied."
Anyway, we're going to jam about everything from video games, middle school bullies. Somehow my son knows about taxes. I have no idea. Kids say the darndest things. I'm sorry. I think we canceled Bill Cosby. So I'm just going to say kids say the darndest things. But believe me, they've got a lot to say. They got some personality. And, you know, no surprise, they belong to me. I love them to death. I'm sure you will too. Here they are, my kids, Hannah and Kobe.
And we are live.
Hello, people of the internet.
People of the internet?
Yes. Right.
I'm sorry, who are you people?
We're your children.
My what?
Children.
Your children.
Have you heard that one before?
Who are you?
Hannah Rachel Greenfly.
You're not close to the mic. What'd I teach you?
Hannah Rachel Greenfly.
Do you really want to be a broadcaster?
No.
No? All right. Well, just pretend.
I'm Hannah Rachel Greenfly, and you are
a psychopath. No,
no. No, I hope not.
I am your son.
You are my son.
Yes.
Kobe Evan Greenzweig?
Yes, you yes. are his son.
And how old are you?
22.
Okay, and how old are you?
11, and we're twins.
Wow, that's a really different age group difference for twins.
Yeah, it really
is. So you came out of mommy 11 years after Hannah?
Sure. Well, technically, twins can be years apart, if you didn't know.
Tell me more.
So, if you have twins, they're born in the two separate eggs, but in the same, like, area, right?
Are you trying to say that a twin could be born at the end of 1 year, and the other twin could be born at the start of the next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like if you were born at 11:59 p.m. and you were born at 12:01 a.m.
Yes.
You'd be born in different years if it was December 31st.
Yes.
And January 1st.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, say it.
That's what I said.
Good job.
Yay.
But you were not born on December 31st, and you were not born on January 1st.
We were born April 30th, 2010,
at 4:45 and 4:47 approximately p.m.
P.m. 4:45? Yeah. Is that confirmed? We should ask Mommy.
We gotta look at our birth certificates.
I'm just really proud of you for coming on my show.
Thank you. We were so gladly invited.
Were you gladly invited?
No, we have a special guest here. You.
Who's your special guest?
Round of applause for Richard Tang.
Baby Tristan. And who is baby Tristan? Because don't forget, this is the radio. People can't see. There's no video.
Okay, so I will tell the story of how we brought baby Tristan.
Go ahead.
So baby Tristan is a mini Squishmallow that Hannah has had for over a few years now.
About 2 years, right?
Yeah, 2 years. But she adores him over anything.
What does he look like?
He looks like...
He's a green, small dinosaur.
What kind of dinosaur is he?
He's a fake T-Rex.
Is he a... We bought him at
he's
Walgreens.
He's a Triceratops.
Yeah. Is he a Tristanosaurus?
Yeah, we bought him. We bought him at Walgreens. And then I gave it to Hannah for a Hanukkah present,
2019 Hanukkah, December 30th.
Yes. And you love him?
Yes.
You take him everywhere?
His birthday is December 30th, 2019.
And this December
30th, he's going to turn 3.
And you take him everywhere?
Not everywhere.
Where don't you take him?
The zoo. And
the bathroom.
The bathroom. Yeah, the bathroom. Should have taken him to the
kids say the darndest things.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
And adults say the things about taxes. All right. We don't talk about it.
So you're 11, and hopefully one day you, as an older self, will hear the show.
Yes.
What do you want to say to your 15-year-old self?
Taxes are coming, and they're going to be hard.
What?
When you move back, get a Pomeranian.
Hopefully Mommy isn't obsessed with dogs.
Yes?
Yes.
You think we'll have a puppy by the time you're 15?
I guarantee we'll have a puppy by the end of the year.
End of this year? Oh, dear.
And also, if 15-year-old self still play Friday Night Funkin', we would like to know that.
If Friday Night Funkin' is still a game in 4 years, it might be.
Yeah, there'll be
a new game.
Yeah.
You'll like.
Maybe like the Minecraft 1.20
update. Your history of gaming is really interesting. What was your first real iPad game? Roblox? What was before Roblox?
Minecraft, I think.
Minecraft or Roblox?
I think Roblox was first.
No, I think Minecraft, and then it was Roblox, and then Minecraft. And then Roblox.
And then Among Us, and then...
Among Us.
Among Us, yes.
Are you sus?
No.
You're not sus?
I don't even play Among Us that often.
I think Kobe's sus.
Among Us.
Okay.
All right. Now, so you said something to your 15-year-old self. Now say something to your 21-year-old self. You graduated from college. You moved out of the house. What do you want to say to yourself?
Taxes are still going to be hard. What do you want to say?
I don't know. Try to work for NASA, maybe.
You hope that your future Anna's going to work for NASA?
Me? Yes.
What do you want to do?
I want to be the person that counts down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 10, 1. Launch, 9, lift off. 8,
I don't think 7. People do that. I think computers do that now.
Oh.
Well, you want to go to Mars?
No.
That's because that's dangerous.
Is it?
Yes.
I want to be the person that when an object has successfully landed on another planet, like, we're all good, and then they all cheer.
Oh, yeah? So you want to be the NASA announcer?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your job?
Yes.
Nothing else?
Even socially awkward.
Matthew's on your side.
Yes, go ahead.
If you're listening to this and you're 50 years old, what do you want to say to your 50-year-old self?
50 years is only in 3 years.
50 in 2 years.
But what do you want to say to your...
What do I want to say to my 50-year-old self?
What do you want to say to your 70-year-old self?
My 70-year-old self? First of all, if I'm 70 years old and listening to this, good on me for being alive at 70 years old.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Next.
What do you want to say to your 32-year-old self when daddy's 70?
Hopefully taxes are going to be easy. He's wheezing.
When did you learn this? YouTube.
No.
You kids.
Anna, what is your favorite... What's your favorite meme?
Probably the This Is Big Brain Time.
This Is Big Brain Time.
I thought you liked the Imagination SpongeBob. Do that.
Imagination.
Hannah, who does Big Brain Time?
I think that's Markiplier.
Yeah, I think so. My favorite would probably be. I have a lot of favorites, but it's.
We have to talk about BFD.
BFDI.
BFDI. BFDI is that's been permeating the house for like 6 years
now.
Battle for Dream Island has been the song of our family. Yeah, it's been everything in your life.
Yeah, but it ended.
It's over forever?
No, well, season five is going to still take over Teapot 2.
When is Teapot 2 coming out?
I really don't know.
You know, whispering to him with a mic in front of you doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because everyone can hear you.
I thought that if I go to the side of the mic for a little bit, they can't hear me. Like, if I go here, can you hear me as well?
Not as well, but we can still hear you.
Okay. Just stop it. Okay. Hannah? Yeah, what? So there was season one, season two, which didn't really work. Season three, which only had like one episode. Season four, which was a complete season. Battle for BFDI. And then there was season five, which is going to continue Teapot.
Yeah,
Teapot. Power of Two. And we're still waiting for the second episode. I think Pi is going to be eliminated.
Is that still your all-time favorite show, BFDI?
No.
Kind of.
What's your all-time favorite show?
I don't really have one. Probably
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob
is a classic, but I think my favorite will probably be Dream Minecraft Speedrunner versus Hunter series.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
You shouldn't.
Talk into the mic.
Why? I know what it means, totally.
I have a hat.
Let's wrap up with...
No, I want to keep talking.
All right, well, let's not wrap up, but I want you to talk to me about what's coming up in 2 weeks that you're terrified of.
Middle school. MiddleCHOOL.
Wait, CHOOL? I'm a terrible parent. How do you spell school, Hannah?
SHCOOL.
Oh, Jesus. SCHOOL.
Oh, that's what I said.
You both messed it up.
Yeah, I did it on purpose.
People are listening to this.
Yeah, I did it on purpose.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did it just to make you mad.
I don't think so.
I did.
From one to three, what are you scared of the most?
Three.
What, the number three? Yeah. I'm scared of the number three?
You asked on a scale of one to three.
No, not on a scale. Like, name the top three things that you're most scared of from middle school.
Okay, my three things are meeting new friends, not fitting in as well, and being terrible at everything.
Meeting new friends. What was it?
Not fitting in and being terrible at everything.
Kobe, are you worried about fitting in?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
You think that's normal to worry about fitting in the brand new school?
Maybe.
Yes?
Yes.
You worried about making friends?
Yes. Even though a lot of our good friends are coming to Booty.
Even though if we don't make any friends, we will still have each other.
And let's talk about our artwork.
Hannah's a very good drawer.
You have that incredible pencil set you draw all day.
Yeah, I literally draw all day. I'm planning on drawing even more. The rest of the day today when we get home and literally all day tomorrow.
All right. What's the last movie you watched?
Space Jam 2.
Yeah, Soul. Disney Pixar.
Because you're on Disney Plus, right? You watch movies there?
Yeah.
All right. What movies are coming up that you want to see? It's currently
Family 2 and Hotel Transylvania 4.
Yep.
That's it? Nothing else?
Yep.
What about Clifford the Big Red Dog?
I don't want to see that.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't like the book.
No? Oh, you read the book?
Yeah. I remember in like second grade, we had a substitute teacher.
No.
You know Miss Markowitz?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
So she was a substitute teacher and she brought the Clifford the Red Dog, the Big Red Dog book, and she read it to us, the full book, and afterwards she told us, like, write a report on what the story was about, and you can draw a picture on the back if you want.
Ooh.
So I did a really good report. I drew a picture on the back, and she's like, oh my god, this is such a good drawing.
This is how the this best drawing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It should be hung up in the museum. Honestly, you couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic or she was real.
I feel like she was being sarcastic. Let's talk about our worst teachers.
I know
teachers.
Two things. Clifford the
no,
Big Red
let's
Dog.
Not talk about your worst teachers.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about teachers in general.
Yes.
My pre-K teacher was Miss Idoni.
My pre-K teacher was Miss
Fariello.
Yes.
My kindergarten teacher was Miss Farkas.
Miss Marino, and she shared a birthday with me. That's why she was my favorite.
Well, are we necessarily picking favorites here?
No, we're just going through your teachers, I guess.
My first grade teacher was Miss Lippert.
My first grade teacher was Miss Fallon.
My second grade teacher was Miss Bookbinder.
My second grade teacher was Miss Zucconi.
No, that was Miss Ladadio.
It was Miss Zucconi that was third grade.
Oh.
Third grade.
My third grade teacher was Miss Mundo.
My favorite teacher was...
No, third grade.
Third grade was...
Miss Ladadio. She's the worst.
Miss Ladadio?
Yes.
Yeah, she skipped like 3 days at school week.
Okay.
3 days of school.
Well, I hope she's not listening.
I doubt it.
Fourth grade.
Yeah, she has
fourth
a lot
grade.
Of... She's a substitute
right.
a lot.
Fourth grade homeroom teacher, Miss Bruno. Fourth grade.
Miss Bolero was my homeroom teacher.
Miss Bruno was a social studies teacher.
Yeah.
Miss Bolero was
the math multiple teachers
teacher.
In fourth grade.
And
Miss Finkelstein was the ELA teacher. And Miss... Bellantuano was the other ELA teacher.
Yes.
All right, fifth grade.
I had Miss Bellantuano.
My fifth grade homeroom teacher was Miss Weingard.
Miss Davis. I didn't.
No, you had Miss.
No, I had Miss Davis.
No, you had Miss.
No,
I was Mr. B. We're in fifth grade, Kobe.
Oh,
Mr. Barbarona.
Bump, bump, bump.
Jesus, scared me. Oh, no, no. I thought you were talking about.
Kobe, say Mr. Barbarona.
Mr. Barbarona. Well, I thought you were talking about, like, Zoom. Oh, wait. We should talk about.
COVID, Zoom.
Wait, let's do that afterwards. So, what was your fifth grade teacher?
Miss Barbarona.
Mr. Barbarona.
Mr. Barbarona.
All right. Well, guess what?
What?
If anyone's still listening to the show, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with my children.
Thank you, and watch the three special ads of nothing while we take a break, please. Thank you for...
Triple that gum will make you smile. Triple that gum will last a while.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're still here.
Yes, we are.
How are you still here?
We're sitting in a chair. Where else are we going
to
go?
Yes. All right. So I think it's really good for you to talk to your future selves about COVID.
Yes.
Because this kind of defined a year and a half for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very,
well, I think it's important to first acknowledge that we're very lucky.
It was more like one.
To be here.
It was more like 1 year.
Year and a half. It's still going on.
It's still going on. We still have to wear masks outside.
I hate it.
Yeah, we all hate masks.
One more thing. Okay.
So we have to wear them, but we hate them.
So while we were watching Battle for Dream Island.
I thought we were talking about COVID.
I know, but it all began like when we were watching BFB 26, and like you went to work and you like saw this thing of like coronavirus, and then you got to start wearing masks, you have to social distance, you have to stay inside for like 2.5 months.
I also remember this thing. It was like December 2019 or something, and I was over at Mimi's house. You and me were sleeping over, and when we were going to bed, we saw this thing on the TV. It was like the news was like COVID-19 started in China or something, and I was like, okay. I was like, all right, not that big of a deal for us. But then came to America, and now we're all doomed. Well, we
maybe
were.
Maybe we are doomed.
We were
doomed. Maybe we're still a little doomed.
We were.
Maybe less doomed.
All doomed.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, and then you had, like, the worst, like, fourth grade ever.
Yeah. Yes.
Spring of 2020
March
was the worst.
March 17th, 2020, St. Patrick's Day, is where we got locked down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it took, like, 4 months to, like, get
we
all
took,
that
like,
Zoom
stuff. We almost took an entire year off from school. The staff, the student was cleaning the school down.
Yeah,
with
fifth grade
on.
Was kind of something, something. But we're recording this in August of 2021.
Yes, we are.
And as of right now, your middle school is going to be in person.
Yes.
I think they're going to make you wear masks, which is annoying but necessary.
It's very annoying, and I really hate it.
It's going to change a lot, too.
Yes, you do.
Yep. Let's get off this topic. Okay. So what else should we talk about? Hannah, take it away.
Do
All right, okay.
Let's talk about bullying.
Oh, beer.
No.
Yeah, is something that you may have to deal with coming up in middle school. And you have any idea what that means? What does it mean? What does bullying
really
mean to you?
I really don't want to. Really, I really
you don't
want to
deal kids with it, or punching, you want to talk about it?
Kids punching you in the face and locking you in your locker so you missed your next
two classes.
That
doesn't happen, Hannah. That happened like 4 decades ago.
Hopefully, it doesn't happen as much as it used to.
Hopefully, I can fly.
I'd like to think that bullying in the way I was bullied as a kid is a little different today, but we have to worry about that other thing that you like to live on all day, every day. The internet.
Make sure you share this video with your friends if you use the internet.
What? This is not a video.
Well, if you're listening to this, make sure you share it with your friends if you also use the internet.
Are there any movies you've seen that I've shown you from when I was a kid that you like or remember?
Nope.
Any movies besides Commando?
Oh, Space Jam.
I'll be Bach.
Yeah, Terminator, Commando.
I like Space Jam.
The original Space Jam.
Long arm.
Yes, you like Space Jam.
You know,
it's funny because it made absolutely no sense.
The whole movie made no sense.
But it was funny.
It was funny.
Moron Mountain.
Yeah.
What's Moron Mountain?
Moron Mountain. Oh. That was part of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Wait. My favorite scene was when Bugs and Daffy went into, like, their house, like, under, like, the ground. And they just crawled up into Rob Michael's house.
Michael Jordan, yeah.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Did you understand the Michael B. Jordan joke in the new Space Jam?
It's because he was
That's
the
Michael
actor.
B. Jordan.
It was an actor.
Not Michael A. Jordan.
It was a reference to Space Jam 1.
Yes, it was. Because Michael Jordan was not in Space Jam 2 for some reason.
It's because he's dead.
Maybe because he's
dead.
Maybe because he's too old.
No, who told you he's dead?
I don't know.
He's very alive. How? Very tall and very rich.
He wasn't in a Space Jam 2 probably because he was too old, like in his 40s or something.
Michael Jordan, I think, is in his late 50s now, early 60s. Well, I'm guessing. I'm not a sports person. Okay. Everyone knows I'm not a sports person.
I am not a sports person either. The only sports person I know are LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant.
Can you name any baseball teams? Any.
New York Mets and Yankees.
The New York Giants.
That's a football team.
Baseball is a sport. Football is a sport. It's the same thing.
And well done, my son, right here.
And I remember in like third grade or something, and then Benjamin Gerson comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, Hannah, are you a Yankees fan or a New York Mets fan?" And I like immediately like pop out of zoning mode, like my brain was out to lunch.
So you were like,
and I had to like
you didn't know how to answer?
I had to call back and I was like, "I'm a Yankees fan."
Are you really a Yankees fan?
No, of course I'm not.
What did he say?
He's like, yes.
Yeah.
You picked the right choice.
No, I didn't.
Well,
and I was like, no.
The correct answer
is
you're a Mets fan because we're just gluttons for punishment and they never win, but that's fine. Yeah. Well, all right. So I'll wrap up by letting you know something about the Mets. When the baseball year is over, they all play in something called the World Series, right? You know this? It's like the World Grand Prix from Cars 2.
The World Grand Prix.
The last time the Mets won, was 12. They have not won since I was 12. That's why you stick with them. You stick the long game.
Okay.
Final thoughts.
What's your favorite Friday Night Funkin' mod?
My favorite Friday Night Funkin' mod right now would probably be Tricky. And final thoughts, taxes will be hard.
Fair enough.
My favorite Friday Night Funkin' mod has been from Masses. Also, I like Newgrounds. Bye-bye.
Is that it?
Yep.
Kobe, Hannah, my beautiful, incredible, gorgeous, fabulous twin kids. I love you very much.
Yep.
I'm very proud of you.
Yep.
And thank you for coming on Daddy's show.
Oh, no, you're very welcome.
Okay, we're going to turn it off in three, two, one.
Casanova.
That's all for today, folks. If you like today's show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social, and tell all your friends to listen. Out of Patience with Matthew Zachary is a product of Offscript Media. Our executive producer is Matthew Zachary. Our senior producers are Brianna Seely, Jen Oranger, and Andrew McDowell. It is mixed and edited by Brianna Seely. Our theme music is by the Mike Van Allen Quintet and by Mara. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. Hit us up at contact@offscript.com to share comments, feedback, and make recommendations. For more information, visit offscript.com.